Minutes, but up next we'll take a look at storytelling. Tomorrow, professional storyteller Pam Farrow will lead a workshop on storytelling at the root of spirituality, healing, community and of being human. That is part of the monthly Interface series, which has been going on the every month on the third Friday in Boulder for almost 40 years. And psychotherapists, counsellors, clergy, educators, doctors, authors and community members have all gathered together, as I said, for the past four decades on the third Friday of every month as part of the Interface series. Tomorrow, Pam Farrow will lead that workshop on storytelling. So I asked her what role storytelling plays in helping us understand the world.
There's a wonderful saying that nobody seems to know who originated it, but a lot of storytellers say it, or I have it on my guitar case, where it says, the shortest distance between two people is a story. Because there's something, it's such a deeply human experience to share stories. And of course, you know, the most basic aspect of that is you tell each other something that's happened and you start learning about each other. And then when you get into the realm of sharing stories that are important to your communities, that it's important to your perhaps your faith tradition, but to be in a space to actually share stories with each other opens up hearts and eyes and minds in ways that just, you know, giving a list of facts or a sermon or something doesn't.
We seem to be living in very divisive times right now, and there's so much discussion about how we can seek to understand people who are different from us. How can stories help us in that quest?
Right. That's really deep and important and wide-ranging question. I think, I think a really core thing is to seek and to create spaces that enable people to not only tell their stories and to feel listened to, but for people to be listeners of others' stories as well. And that's something that, to some degree, can just happen sort of naturally or automatically when a story begins, because we are hardwired, our brains are hardwired to think in story and to take story, and we use story to make meaning of the stuff that happens around us. We all, and that's part of what can contribute to divisions that you're talking about, where if I have my story of how I understand X, Y, and Z that has happened this past week or month or year or whatever, and someone else has a different story, okay, we have that. That's how we make meaning. But to find and create spaces where people are invited to actually listen to each other's story. Now, I don't know that I have one answer to that. That's something that, again, these helping professionals that I will be presenting to and with at Interface, I expect to have a lot of our time be actually conversation together for them to speak about their context and their experiences, and for us to think together, how can we find and or create spaces and times where people can be invited and enabled to hear each other's story.
Professional storyteller Pam Farrow will lead a workshop on storytelling at the root of spirituality, healing, community and of being human. It's tomorrow morning at 7:30 on the North Boulder Naropa campus, and it's part of the monthly Interface series. And you can find out more at interfaceboulder.org. It's just coming up on 8:40.